In Tampa today, Health and Human Services Secretary Tommy Thompson tried to calm fears over the flu vaccine shortage.
Right now, there is not a flu breakout, and so it is not an emergency. We're asking people to use common sense. Relax.
Last year's flu season did start in mid-October, and a few scattered cases have been reported this year. Under normal circumstances, vaccine is distributed in October and November, but many flu shot clinics closed up shop this weekend after opening only once. Whether the shortage of flu vaccine will mean more cases of the flu and more deaths is an open question. With us now to discuss this further is NPR Health and Science correspondent Richard Knox. Richard, it's plain that a lot of people are getting very anxious about the flu. Is there any way to know or at least estimate how bad this flu season might be?
It's very hard. Planning for any flu season in any year is sort of like planning for a hurricane. You know it's coming, but you don't know exactly where it's going to hit or when it's going to hit or how hard the wind's going to blow. We do know this, that on an average year, about 200,000 people are put in the hospital by the flu, and about 36,000 people are expected to die. So unless we get lucky, it's prudent to assume that that's what we're facing, something at least that bad. And because there are millions fewer Americans this year who are going to be vaccinated against the flu, that may mean that the flu may spread more easily than usual.
Well, back to the distribution in just a moment, but are hospitals and other health facilities getting ready for an onslaught of flu cases this fall and winter? What do they need to do?
Some are getting pretty worried about that. The American College of Emergency Physicians meeting in San Francisco this week today is calling for an urgent planning effort to prepare for what really could be a very high number of people, especially elderly people, clogging hospital emergency rooms in December, January, February. That group says it doesn't know of any national planning effort so far to address that, and a CDC spokesman tells me it's safe to assume that the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention will be addressing those issues. One good thing, I suppose, is that since 9/11, hospitals have gotten federal money to plan for bioterrorism and other disasters that present large number of patients to their doors, and that should help. But people in the field say there's really a lot to be done to get the health system ready.
Richard, you noted that the ability to keep this under control would depend on the ability to shift the vaccines to the population where it's needed most. Is there any protocol or network to do this?
There really isn't a good one. There's no centralized control of vaccine. It depends on who ordered what from what company, and nobody really knows that. I was talking today with Dr. Richard Raymond of the Nebraska Health Department. He says they have a pretty good idea of how much vaccine was not shipped to Nebraska, but they don't know how much was or to whom. And so it's being handled sort of on a hit-or-miss basis. One meatpacking plant in Nebraska recently donated 6,000 doses that it would have put into the arms of its healthy workers to area hospitals and nursing homes. And that probably reflects what's going on out there to redistribute vaccine. It's pretty ad hoc, and it depends on the goodwill and the willingness of people who have vaccine to donate it to people who need it more.
And is there still available flu vaccine in the pipeline somewhere, and how might that be distributed?
Yes, there is. It's coming out at a rate of something like 2 to 3 million doses a week. From the plant in Pennsylvania run by Aventis. And the government is working with the company to try to get those remaining doses, they total about 22 million doses, I believe, over the next 6 to 8 weeks to where it's needed most. But I'm told that there's not very good communication with states about where the vaccine will be shipped and when it will arrive. And this obviously makes it very hard for states and counties and health institutions to schedule vaccination clinics.
Thank you, Richard.
Thank you.
NPR Health and Science correspondent Richard Knox.
And you can find tips on avoiding the flu and colds this season at our website, npr.org. This is NPR, National Public Radio.